Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The European Commission has accused manufacturers of cathode ray tubes of running cartels in the markets for computer monitors and TVs. The Commission didn't name the companies concerned, but Dutch consumer electronics manufacturer Philips said it had received a formal statement of objections from the Commission. The charges follow a two-year investigation sparked by complaints in 2007 from customers claiming that Philips and five other manufacturers had colluded in order to prevent prices of CRT screens from falling as demand for the old technology almost evaporated. India plans to set up a centralized system to monitor communications on mobile phones, landlines, and the internet in the country. Indian laws allow the interception and monitoring of communications under certain conditions, including to counter terrorism. A pilot of the new centralized monitoring system will start by next June and will allow government agencies to intercept telecommunications without intervention by network operators. It will also analyze call data records. India's current system for call monitoring is too reliant on manual intervention, a government minister said. The London Stock Exchange stopped electronic trading on Thursday after its fourth major technical problem in just over a year. Intermittent connectivity issues for clients trying to use the trading platform prompted the latest shutdown. The exchange closed at 10:30, an hour after the problem surfaced, switching instead to an offline trading system which stocks are auctioned, with trades agreed throughout the day and processed later instead. The existing TradeElect platform is due to be replaced at the end of 2010 with an open source product from Millennium IT, a company recently acquired by the Stock Exchange. The exchange has spent £20 million maintaining and improving the old system over the last 6 months. A new computer worm that China warned internet users against is an updated version of the Panda Burning Incense virus that infected millions of PCs in the country 3 years ago, according to McAfee. The new version includes a rootkit, making it harder to detect and remove from infected PCs. Gary McKinnon, the man accused of hacking into the NASA and Pentagon IT systems in 2001 and 2002, has been dealt another blow in his fight against extradition to the US. The British Home Secretary, Alan Johnson, has turned down an appeal to block the extradition on medical grounds. McKinnon has Asperger's syndrome. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.